You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Eddie Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are at the LWML convention in Omaha, Nebraska. We get to meet with more friends from various organizations across the LCMS, recognized service organizations who serve with the mercy and love of Jesus to various individuals across the country and really around the world as well. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten by Concordia University St. Paul. You can learn more about Concordia University St. Paul by visiting csp.edu. Joining us today, friends from Our Place After School Care in Hastings, Nebraska. First guest, Addie Johnson. She is the founder and executive director of Our Place After School Care. Addie, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you so much. We're happy to be here.
Also joining us today, Wade Johnson. He serves as a director of Christian education at Faith Lutheran Church in Hastings, Nebraska, and also a volunteer with Our Place After School Care. Also shares the same last name, so that might imply something here. Wade, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
So let's talk about why Our Place is such an important thing to you as founder and executive director. Why is it important to you, Addie?
It's important to me because my child is a teen with disabilities. And we started that program because when she became about 12, we figured out that her older sibling, Zipporah, was going to be graduating. And poor Zipporah has been our daycare person forever since Zoe joined our family. And we decided, oh, we're going to need a plan for this. So we started asking around other special needs parents, and they said, well, here's what you do. You just go to the college and you get yourself one of those lovely student teacher people, and they'll just come and watch your kid. I said, well, what about all the other special needs parents that we've met through Special Olympics and things? How does that work for them? And I said, well, I don't know. And so I said, that's not right. That's not fair. That's not what we do. Because everything that we've ever done for Zoe, we've always tried to make sure that other kids would get that same benefit. And so we started talking to other parents, and they said, what if we just co-opt? What if we just did a co-op thing? And I was like, well, that would be great. Let's do that. And so here we go. 2018, we got together. Faith Lutheran, my home church, and my husband's cult location gave us 3 classrooms in their basement. And I know.
Wow.
It's a little crazy. And we started there.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's really amazing.
Yeah. So now we are the only program like this in the entire LCMS. We are the only program like this in the state of Nebraska. We fought 4 years to get licensure for this type of program. And we just got our license from the state. Yeah, it took us a year and a half. We fought for 4 years to get one, to get it even on the rolls, and then a year and a half to actually qualify for it.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's a process.
It is a process.
It's a process, but we are there. And so, yeah, things are moving and grooving. It's amazing.
That is quite the dedication to something that is obviously very, very important for both of you. Tell us about the teens and families that you're able to serve.
So we started out with what I call the easy teens. They were girls, happy, no behavior issues, just needed a spot to hang out with their friends. And so it was perfect because part of being a teen with disabilities is you often do not get to go hang with your friends because a parent or someone is going to have to go with you to wherever you're going to meet with your friends. So that usually just doesn't happen because parents are working, grandmas are working, things are working. So that just, it just doesn't happen. And so, yeah, they came. They have a good time while they're there. And then we had a mom who came to Wade and said, hey, here's the deal. If my teen who uses a wheelchair doesn't find somewhere to go after school, I'm going to lose my house. And I said, I don't know that we're ready for a wheelchair person. We don't have a changing table. I don't necessarily have staff that's ready to handle that. But okay, we'll just make that work. And so off we went. And we've had that added to our to our care. We started that about a year ago.
So your attitude was, we'll find a way.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how this always is.
Yeah.
It is always a thing of, I'm like, we're on the cliff and I'm looking over. It kind of reminds me of, what is that movie? Help me, Mr. Johnson. Where they're like looking for the treasure thing. I cannot think of the movie. Anyway, he's standing on the edge of the cliff and he steps off and there's like no path.
Oh, Indiana Jones.
Yes, Indiana Jones. That's it. And he like steps off the path and lands like in the middle of nothing and hears his path. And I'm like, I don't know how many times that's what I'm doing, that my board is looking at me going, we're going to do what? And I'm like, It's going to be good. That's that gut feeling. There's the voice in the back of my head that's saying, this is what we need to do.
What does a typical afternoon look like for our place after school care?
So when they get home, it is home for them, but when they get to the program, the very first thing that has to be taken care of is those hangries. Mm. That has to, I mean, these are teenagers. Food is important. And so they get to pick their snack and then they go make their snack. So whatever it's going to be, that's what they pick. Because they are kids and I'm a mama, mm-hmm. we try to pick snacks that are going to be healthy in some shape or form. And so there's a lot of lick and sniff that happens because I'm like, friends, I know it's green celery, but you know what? It might actually be something you like because it takes them, especially if they have sensory things, that I didn't like that and I'm not doing that again. Where, well, maybe. And so there's been things that, oh, actually, I do like celery. It took as many tries, but I actually do like celery. So, yeah. So they do that, and then they will do a craft of some sort because we have Freedom Factory, which is a store that we started because they were doing crafts when we first started, just doing crafts, doing crafts, mm-hmm. doing crafts, bringing crafts home. Pretty soon I'm like, where are we putting all these crafts? This is getting ridiculous. We got to figure out something to do with this. And we found a program called Roots to Wings in Arlington, Nebraska that is for older friends where they would make crafts and then they would consign these crafts. And I thought, oh, wait a minute, my kids could do that. So I go back to my board and I said, okay, now we're going to start a store. It's going to be great because we're going to have these crafts and they're going to sell these crafts and they're going to be able to get money. And so the first time that these kids get their paycheck at the end of the month, I've got one that's dancing and hopping and others that just have their mouth gaping open. And they're like, this is mine. Yeah, this is yours. It's your check. And so my kid's like, I can go spend it on whatever I want. Because usually if it's Christmas money or something like that, you know, there's the plan. You got your savings thing. You got your spending thing. You got your going to church thing. And I said, it's your paycheck. You do what you want. So, yeah. It's just been interesting. And then when summer rolls around, the program is open from 7:45 to 5:15. Mm. So that changes the whole scheduling. So then we have outdoor time. They do gardening that they have to go take care of garden, pull weeds, things like that.
Bookmobile shows up.
Yeah, Bookmobile shows up. We have a lovely artist that comes in and they paint rocks. So she sketches the outline on the rock for them, and then they color in the rock. And she is the most patient, sainted woman. She reminds me of like a Mrs. Rogers. She's just, oh, honey, we're trying to stay on this side of the pencil line. I love you, honey. It's awesome. Yeah. So it's a busy day.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It does. So we are working on trying to get a bus so that we can move around town because right now we don't have any transportation. And so as you can imagine, in the summer, they would love to be able to go to the pool and all these other places. Yeah. So we're looking for funding for that to be able to get around. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Wade, what's your role in all of this?
So this started out with obviously my daughter. So we're the founding members. Yeah. And my wife said, we're going to do this. So my role is to find resources, I think. So the people at church, we have a lot of our church members involved in our store. Over half our board is church members. Many of our people that come in help out with different things or manage the store. Some of our consigners at the store are church members. So I'm the go-getter for all the groceries. So summer food, you know, I had to go shopping this week and after we get out of the conference. So they have food for next week. So I'm kind of the resource finder for the organization.
Very important role.
Very important. Yes.
We are going to learn more about Our Place After School Care here in Nebraska. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Who am I? How has God gifted me? Where is God calling me to serve? Concordia University St. Paul helps students explore the answers to these questions. Through a Christ-centered Lutheran higher education, dedicated faculty, and engaging academic programs, CSP is here to walk alongside you in your educational journey. With more than 100 degree programs from undergraduate to graduate offered in person and online, CSP aims to prepare you for success however God calls you. Visit csp.edu to discover and engage your calling today.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are at the LWML convention in Omaha, Nebraska. Today, we're talking with friends from Our Place After School Care in Hastings, Nebraska. We're learning about how they serve teens and families, teens with disabilities and their families here in Nebraska. Let's talk a little bit more about activities. What is the number one favorite activity in the afternoon at our place?
Oh, it's definitely the food.
Snack.
without a doubt, it is the food.
Okay, yes. So what's the number one snack then? What's the favorite? You do the shopping, Wade. You probably know, huh?
I would say popcorn's right at the top of the list.
Yeah.
Favorite snack. So. Now, who gets to pop the popcorn?
Usually the adult does that because if it does not go well, then you have the smell
of burnt popcorn
that goes throughout the entire building.
Some of them do kind of like burnt popcorn, so they would let it go. So you have to have that managed.
That's funny.
It's an interesting thing.
So,
but they love during the summertime, they all have to work together to decide the lunch schedule, what they're having each day for lunch. And then they all have different jobs to do when they're doing that lunch. And so it is hilarious to watch these 10 teens all, I want hot dogs. We had hot dogs last week. I don't like hot dogs. And just negotiating that out. And really that is part of the program is learning those social skills because often they're either the only one in their family or sometimes they get the deciding vote just because it's easier to make them happy than to have them not happy. And I've convinced my teachers that that's not normal life. Mm-hmm. People don't just say it's okay because you whined about it. Mm-hmm. And so we encourage them that you got to learn how to live with other people, friends, because when you walk out that door of your house or your school or our place, they may not understand exactly who you are or why you do what you do. That's just an important skill. And that's one of the things that because she is our daughter and we started the program, everything that we want for our kid is the things that are important in the program.
Yeah. Tell us more about some of those, the life skills, teaching independence, the social skills. What other activities or I suppose experiences might be better. What other ways are you teaching these friends to live among other people, to be social, all those things?
So we have volunteers who come in, and when they come in, I really encourage them to sit down with the kids and do the activity with the kids. Mm-hmm. So the lady who comes in to do the rocks, she does not just drop off the rocks and walk out. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, I really want you to come in and sit next to these kids and work with these kids. And so that's fun to see how that happens. And we have a gardener who comes in and helps them learn how to do gardening and things. It's just interesting. And then when they are doing like a puzzle or a game or something like that, there's always one that is never happy losing. And so when you see that coming, that's probably what's going to happen. You got to do a little prepping for that. Mm-hmm. That remember, Joey, it's going to be okay. We can't always win. And so, you know, you got to kind of work that in. And it's gotten much better as time has gone on for that kind of thing. We've had, at the very beginning when we started, we had a boy that was really outgoing, loud, demanded his way all the time kind of thing. And we spent a lot of time talking about being a leader, that he could be a leader because he has all of the qualities of a leader, but you're not using them in a positive growth way.
Yeah.
And so we worked on that for almost 2 years, and he is now a chef in a restaurant.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It's not a big fancy restaurant or anything like that,
but yeah. So
he actually saw what he could do when he kept himself together.
Yeah.
And kept going. So that was that's fun.
That's really cool.
Those are the things that you're like, this is what we do.
Yeah. Wow.
How do the teens and families who are part of Our Place hear and learn the good news of Jesus?
So when they come in the door, there is not like a I'll say mass cross or anything like that on the door. I call it backdoor ministry because our teachers are all Christian. When we discuss things about how the earth is made or when they do an animal report or something like that, there is always things being slipped in about, isn't it amazing how God made zebras, that every pattern is different. And it's a natural thing for them because that is the walk that they walk. And so the kids are constantly hearing that. Our pastors from Faith Lutheran, they will visit the program and they make friends with the kids. Wade has been to the program. He makes friends with the kids and the families. And so like we had one of our teens, her mom died, and completely unexpected brain aneurysm kind of thing that happened. And we prayed with that family and just surrounded that family. And the teen says, well, Faith is our home. I want to have the funeral at Faith. They're our home. And
she approached us first.
Yeah.
The teen did and told the family this is where she needs to be. So we helped her through that process and helped her, the family work with the funeral home and just the other resources surrounding them.
And that's what we do. Every time a team comes in, one of the first questions that I have for them is, what services do you have? What issues do you have? And then we start connecting them with support.
Yeah.
Because being a parent of a special needs person is exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
And it just requires a lot of support that people either don't know that they can have or they don't know how to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the things that being a parent of a special needs person, I have lots of things that I have learned that I can help connect families with.
Yeah. Tell us more about what that relationship looks like between Our Place and with the families. You've mentioned just a few things of how that relationship can grow, but tell us more about what that looks like.
I think that one of the things that happens is in my role at Faith Lutheran Church, I administrate the Hope Fund, which is helping others prevail in emergencies.
Mm.
And many times families with special needs kids, they're right on the edge of making hard choices. So some of them have come to me either through the program are out in the community and they ask, where are these resources? So I can direct them to our place. And being a dad of a special needs kids, I can help direct them to resources for how to get help with IEPs, how to get help with to get OTPT, how to get signed up for the state, because often they think that it's far away that they're going to be an adult. But the, in Nebraska, they say there's no waiting list, but the reality is it's 8 years to get on aid if you have a disability to get those services.
What? So you mentioned earlier that the congregation has really just wrapped their arms around the families, the teens and families who have been a part of our place. Tell us more about the response from the congregation as you started the idea of launching this program. You said, you know, they were willing to offer three classrooms to begin this. What has been the response from members of our Faith Lutheran Church as this program has continued to grow?
They are probably 75 to 80% of our donations come from them.
Yeah.
And it's a consistent thing. The pastors are always so supportive of whatever cray-cray I decide to come up with. They're just like, oh, okay, yeah, let's see what we can do for you. When we moved out of the basement into our rented building, I said to the pastors, okay, I feel a little bit like a college student that I'm moving out, but is it still okay if I come back and do my laundry? And my laundry being the printing, because they allow me to come over and print just multiple things that would just kill our budget if I had to actually pay to print all of these things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's amazing. And the relationships and things that people in the church have that help connect us to other sources is, yeah, we would not be where we are without them. That's just clear.
What other support do you have from other organizations, the community? What does that look like for you guys?
Oh, man.
It's just taken a while to get word out, but it has grown. So like this year, we are one of the special missions for Peace Lutheran Church in town, and they have supported us greatly this year.
Yeah.
So it's broadening out further as people see the need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How can we learn more about Our Place After School Care?
So we have a website, ourplacecare.org, and that has everything you could possibly need to know about us. And if not, my contact information is on there, and I'm happy to talk to whoever about whatever. We really would love to see this program spread. We do not want to be the only program that's doing this in the LCMS. We really want other ministries to see this mission and pick it up and do it, because Hastings, Nebraska does not have the corner on disability. Mm-hmm. We do not.
Yeah.
Every community has this. And the idea that, well, we're too small, or our congregation is too old, or whatever. It's not. It's not that at all. It's simply saying, yes, I want to do this, and God's going to figure it out. I mean, there's so many times that I'm just sitting on the floor crying because this isn't working. This isn't doing what it needs to do. And the next day in the mail comes a check that's going to cover what we needed to do, or someone's knocking at the door saying, would you need this? And here it is. So, yeah. What is it that you say? Don't limit God. Yeah. It's never wise. No, that's what it is. It's never wise to limit God, says my husband. So.
OurPlaceCare.org is the website. You can learn more there. Our guests today, Addie Johnson and Wade Johnson with Our Place After School Care. Thank you so much for spending this time with us today.
Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.